Sports feud last night in Oakland, California, a soccer match with no home team. It was loud, though. Ben Adler of member station KAZU watched Mexico take on Ecuador.
The Oakland Coliseum has hosted World Series and NFL playoff games and many famous concert acts, and perhaps never has it been as loud and crazy as it's been here tonight. There are more than 45,000 fans here, screaming, yelling, blowing their horns, shaking their thunder sticks, swinging their noisemakers, and waving their flags. But they're not here to see baseball or football. They're here to see a soccer game.
I come from Ecuador, and I'm here to root my team.
Minos, an Ecuadorian native who now lives in nearby Berkeley, and he's definitely in the minority. The crowd is about 90% Mexican fans, wearing green, white, and red. Of course, Minos no slouch himself. He's clad in his team's bright yellow jersey and holds a large Ecuadorian flag. To top it off, he's wearing a bright blue Mexican wrestler's mask you might recognize from the movie Nacho Libre.
Believe it or not, this Nacho Libre mask, as you see, is from Mexico, but I had the Ecuadorian color, so I had to buy it.
Has anyone given you a hard time about that yet?
Oh, everyone's giving me a hard time, but you got to represent.
Mino got his ticket at a discount, just $30 for a face value of $60, but others weren't so lucky. The match sold out a week and a half ago, and tickets reportedly went for as high as a couple hundred dollars on Craigslist and other websites. Mexico fan Jose Garcia of Oakland didn't pay that much, but he would have.
Watching this kind of game, you know, match, it doesn't matter. It's worth it. It's worth it to pay $200. Why not?
The game may have only been an exhibition, but it sure seemed to be worth the price of admission. Mexico came in the clear favorite and scored just 29 seconds into the match, but Ecuador fought back, going up 2-1 early in the second half. In the end, though, Mexico was just too strong, scoring the last three goals to win 4-2. The atmosphere was electric, led by Mexico fans. Chants of Mexico and Si Se Puede filled the air with drum beats and horn blasts. And each time their team scored, a section of fans unfurled a gigantic flag over about 20 rows of seats. Jose Garcia loved it all.
We need that if they bring more teams more often, you know, because Oakland, you know, we have all kind of problems, but with this situation, it makes us feel good. It really gives us the strength, you know, to keep on going.
Oh, and one last thing about the fans here Wednesday. Almost no one came late, and almost no one left early. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler at the Oakland Coliseum.